This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. NATO leaders have declared China as a constant security challenge, saying it is working to undermine global order. And they say they're worried about how fast the Chinese are developing nuclear missiles. The NATO leaders said from a summit in Brussels Monday that China's goals and assertive behavior present systemic challenges to the rules-based international order and to areas relevant to alliance security. The statement came a day after U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirmed America's commitment to the NATO alliance that has been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. French President Emmanuel Macron tweeted that he wants to move forward with Turkey toward a demanding and respectful relationship after meeting with the country's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Both men talked Monday on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Brussels. It was their first meeting since the dispute between the two countries reached its peak in October, after Erdogan questioned Macron's mental health. Macron said, "He wants all NATO allies to make a clear commitment to the military organization's values, principles, and rules," according to the French presidency. Both men discussed Libya and Syria issues, according to the Élysée. Myanmar's deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi went on trial Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. She's currently facing two of several corruption-related charges filed against her by the military junta that seized power more than 4 months ago. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown, nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide victory in the elections. We have more stories on voanews.com. This